On the edge of a region in California known for agriculture and dairy lays a hidden gem, a wildlife preserve with tabletop foothills that in spring are awash in color from budding wildflowers. On Saturday, the Sierra Foothill Conservancy, a local group that manages a number of foothill preserves in the region, held a special open house at the group's largest operation. The Mackenzie Preserve, in between Frayne and Prather, was open to the public for exploring, and a hike up a flat-top, lava-formed table in the region.
Good morning! Hi! Want to please sign in before you start up the hill?
That was Bea Olson, the board president for the Sierra Foothill Conservancy. A couple hundred people followed a well-worn 3.5-mile path to the base of a tabletop, and then hiked up the steep face of the hill before they reached the top of the plateau.
We're out here just opening up the property to get people connected to Foothill Woodlands and these beautiful lands here in the Sierra Nevada.
That was Rodney Olson, board member for the Sierra Foothill Conservancy. On top of the hill, the view is endless, almost as if the valley floor rose 1,000 feet. Olson, who is also a biologist, says the reason the tables exist is because of lava.
The story goes, we have a lava flow, which flowed down the ancestral San Joaquin River. And as it flowed down, it capped in the riverbed. And over time, and we think this is probably between 9 and 10 million years, we had an erosion of the surrounding countryside rock. And so you get this inverted topography where what was once a river channel or a river bottom is now up at the top of the hill.
Visitors couldn't have picked a more beautiful day to explore the preserve.
We're trying to figure out what the heck we're looking at here. So we haven't found the wildlife expert expert we're looking for. So we're up here looking at this little red succulent, almost like a succulent, and the little lupins that are coming up out here.
That's Steve Beck and Pamela Jurgens. They traveled from Southern California to visit the preserve on the advice of family.
Very impressive. I was not expecting this. It was a little hike for my legs, but up at the top, the views are really nice. The wildflowers are just starting to come out. You can see some blankets of yellow and the lupin. Yeah, we don't have lupin in Southern California.
Mike Stafford had wanted to climb the hill since he was a child. Sunday was his lucky day.
It wasn't that bad of a walk up. I had friends would come up here. I never came up here myself. It was always, we went to the tabletop today. How come you didn't go with us, you know? But the climb was good. I like how they identified stuff.
The only gripe besides the sudden incline visitors mentioned was that the preserve isn't often open to the public.
I wish they would have a season of maybe 2 weekends in a row per month or 2 days in a row, so that you could come up in March, April, May, and then close it off when it gets dry maybe and start again for a couple of months in November.
That was Cindy Laurenti, who lives near the preserve. But despite minor complaints, the visitors hiked up and down the hill successfully.
I'd say it's pretty much a gem. I don't know how hidden it is, but it's pretty nice. If I lived up here, I would be up here as much as you could be.
The Conservancy also holds special classes and 2 more special public days this season.
People may think they may not be able to make it. I mean, darn, I'm 61, I can make it. This one keeps complaining about, you're too slow. But, you know, if you take your time, you can get here. And it's beautiful. It's well worth the walk up.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.